Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London. Sunday, Erev Sukkos, 14th of Tishri, 9th of October, Rabbi Jeremy Golke Shlita, the real Simcha of Sukkos. This week's Torah way has been sponsored for the Yahrzeit of Mrs. Hanna Klein, Lina Nishmas, Hanna Bas Rav Avraham HaKohen, Alei HaSholom, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday.
Good morning. Good morning, Shalom. Nice to be back here. I've got a very interesting shiur that it's a combination of various questions that I've heard from Rabbi Pinchas Roberts, Zatzal, Rabbi Chaim Chaim, Rabbi Hartman, Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein. Lots of different questions. But in Mitzvah Hashem, one mahalach, one answer to 10 questions. Okay, so we're thinking of, part of the hachonas about, apart from lunch today, we just had the halachas, apart from that, we're thinking of Chol HaMoed trips. So one of the Chol HaMoed trips we like doing is bowling. So you've got 10 pins, and you take one bowling ball, and you do a strike, right? You knock down. So that is the goal of this year, 10 pins, and we're going to try and knock down 10 pins with one strike. The first question of the 10 questions is this. It's the famous question of the tour. Everyone quotes the famous question of the tour. What is the question? The question is, we've got it wrong. We should be celebrating Sukkos at Pesach time. Really, we should be having Seder night in our Sukkah. Yeah, why? Says the Torah, what is Sukkos about? We're commemorating the Anonim, we're commemorating what happened when we came out of Mitzrayim. So we should be celebrating Sukkos at Pesach time. Nonetheless, Loitzivon Lasa Sukkah Ba'isa's Man, which is a problem, says the Torah, why don't we celebrate Sukkot then? So the Torah gives his famous answer. We can't ask his question without giving his answer. The Torah says, Lefisha Hu Yemois HaKaitz. I'll tell you why we don't celebrate Sukkot Pesach time in the spring and the summer months. Because Derech Kol Adam Lasa Sukkah Letzel. Because people eat al fresco, I think it's called. People eat outdoors. Right, they eat outdoors, and therefore it wouldn't be unusual if you build a sukkah, in April, May, June. People do that. And it wouldn't be apparent that we're doing it the same mitzvah sukkah. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do it dafka now, shehuzman hagashomim, which is the beginning of the rainy season. For Derech Kol Adam, not his Sukkasa Veleshe Vebeso. Everyone else is coming in to sit in their sukkah. Vanachnu Yetzim and Abayas, Leshe Besukkah. And we're going the other way. Bezeh Yirid Akol, Shem Mitzvah Melech Yolim Laseso. Everyone is very clear at this time of year, people are coming inside. I put a coat on this morning for one of the first times of the season. It's getting a bit cold out there, here in London at least. So everyone else is coming indoors and we're going outdoors. So we're doing it, it's clear that we're doing it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to sit in a sukkah. Who else would sit outside tonight in a sukkah? That's the answer of the Torah. But either way, the kasha, that's the first kasha. The first kasha is, why are we celebrating sukkahs in the autumn? In this time of year, it should be around Pesach time. Another question is, why? We know there were three mitzvahs when we came out of Mitzrayim. When we were in the Midbar for 40 years, it wasn't just the Anonim. There was the Be'er. And there was the Mon, the three Nisim, the Anonim, the Be'er, and the Mon. And yet, we seem to only have a commemoration, a celebration of the Anonim. Why don't we have a special Yontov for the Be'er? Why don't we have a special Yontov for the Mon? That's the second question. Huh? But that's more the Nisuch HaMayim on the Mizbeach. But it doesn't seem to be anything specific for the Be'er and the Mon. And third question is, I get, why don't we, why is it that rain on Sukkos is a simon ra? Right, the Mishnah says in Sukkah in Perek Beis, if you look at the second box in your handout, Yordu Gashamim Me'emusai Mutza Lifnois Mishatisra Chamikva. When can you go into the Sukkah? Please God, it will be nice and dry. The forecast, Baruch Hashem, is good. But if, Rachman, and I think Mislam is talking about Yitzhak, I don't think he's talking about here. But when can you leave the sukkah? Meshetisrocha mitzvah, when the rain comes through and it spoils the food. Moshle moshle ma dovadoyme, gives a moshle. Le'eved shebo limzoy kais l'rabbi, the butler comes and he's going and he's pouring, he's diluting the wine. In those days it was very strong wine, it was like a rabina type of concentrate and you add water to it to dilute the wine. So the Eved would go around and he would add water to the wine. V'shofach le'kitten alponav, and the Odin takes the jug of water and he throws it back at the Eved. So what's the Nimshal? The Nimshal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our performance of mitzvahs. He makes it rain so we can't even climb the mitzvah, Yeshiva Sukkah. So it's a simon ra if it rains on Sukkos. That's the question. Simon ra if it rains on Sukkos. The question is, why simon ra? Why is it a simon ra? In other words, imagine, I'll give you another, there is a concept in Ten Halacha of onus rachmona patri. That if you extenuating circumstances, you couldn't help it, it's not your fault, it's your potter. Give me a moshel, right? Rachmona is not a person, needs to have an operation. So the operation is scheduled in the height of the winter for 7 a.m. So he's called into the hospital for 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. They prepare him and they sedate him at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's too early, it's not light yet. It's before the zman of tefillin and of talus. You can't put on talus tefillin then. So what does he do? And he doesn't emerge from his unconscious state until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So what's he going to do? Teretz is onus rachmona patri. He's honest, he's got to have this operation, there's no other time he can have it. On the Srachmana Patra, he's exempt. So why don't we say the same concept on Sukkos, that if it rains on Sukkos, you're not in control of the weather. We should say, on the Srachmana Patra, it's an honest, and you're potter, you're exempt. Why is it a Simon Ra? What's special about this? So I've come three questions. Question number one, why, the famous question of the Torah, why are we celebrating Sukkos tonight? We came out of Mitzrayim, Pesach time. That's when the Anonim were given to us. So therefore, we should celebrate on Pesach time. We should be having Seder night in the Sukkah. Second question, why is there only a commemoration of the Be'erin, of the Anonim, and not the Be'erin the Mosh, three miracles that happened in the Midbar? Question number three, why is rain on Sukkot a Simon Ra? You know, it's beyond your control. Onas Rachmana Patri. Fourth question, we know that there is a concept of Simchas Yontov. And therefore, tonight, when we say, we refer to Sukkot, we call it Zman Simchaseinu. But yet, there's Simchas Yontov for Pesach, and there's Simchas Yontov for Shavuos. So why is it that when it comes to Pesach, we call it Zman Cheiroseinu, when it comes to Shavuos, we call it Zman Matan Teroseinu, and Dafka Sukkot, we call it Zman Simchaseinu. There's Simchas Yontov on Shavuos and Pesach as well, and there's a Chiyuv, one has to go out and do something about it. For us men, yeah, we have to go out and I've already done it. I went on Erev Shabbos and I bought pekelech for my kids. I bought nash. I've got to arrange them this afternoon. But I do it, Baruch Hashem, every yontif. I arrange nash bags. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch brings it. The Rambam says that a man is, that the mitzvah simchas yontif, for us guys it's easy. It's boss of a yayin. Right? Straightforward. For the ladies, we need to buy our wives, we need to buy jewelry, new clothing, and one has to go out and get it. The post can discuss, is it good enough to buy shoes? And you know, there's details halacha about this. And what about kids? So the Rambam talks about egoism to buy nuts, and I don't think it passes muster today. So you go to Kosher King or wherever you go, and you buy a nash and prepare a little pekelech, for that's what I do for my kids. But that's the kiyum of the mitzvah, samachta b'chagecha. But that's true on all Yom Tovim. So why is Dafka Sukkos called Zman Simchaseinu? And the other two have got other names. Do you want to say something?
Actually, it doesn't actually mention Simcha for Pesach in the Torah. If you look in Kolam Acher, it doesn't mention it, but I think we learn...
right, something. True, but the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov applies equally to all three. Yeah. Whether the Torah refers to it in that reference...
How do we know that this happened on Pesach?
Sorry?
How do we know?
There is a mitzvah of Simchas Yontov. All of the Shalosh Regalim, it's the Ram. Yeah, the Samach V'Chagech is. Okay, so we got so four questions so far. Question number five. This is a very interesting question. We know that women are not mechuyev in sukkah. They can if they want to, and many women, of course, do come and sit in the sukkah, but mikadin, they don't need to, Right? It's us guys who are sitting there. Are we under the sukkah? Are we under the schach? Right? The women don't have to worry too much about that. Because women are potter from the mitzvah sukkah. Now the question is why? Take a look at box number, paragraph number 5. The Gemara says, Psachim Kufches, Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim Chayavis Barbar Kaisis, women are mechuyev on dalet kaisis. This you're talking about tesvav, right? This women are chayev to drink dalet kaisis on the Seder night. Sh'af hein hoy ba'isanes. Says Taisvus over there in Psachim, the ilav haitaimer, were it not for this reason, lo hayu chayavis, were it not for the fact that they were af hein hoy ba'isanes, women would not be obligated to drink 4 cups of wine. Mishum denoshim paturus mitzvah seisha as man groma. What is the rule when it comes to women and mitzvahs? The rule is as follows. We all know this. Negative mitzvahs. Mitzvahs loisase, women are as bound by that as men. Right? Just like you and I can't speak Lashon Hara, we can't eat treif. Women can't speak Lashon Hara, they can't speak treif. Negative mitzvahs. Positive mitzvahs. Mitzvahse, we make a chiluk. Zman groma, not zman groma. What's an example of a mitzvah sase she'ein hazman groma?
Shabbos.
No, Shabbos is an exception because there's a negative. It's a zocher v'shomer. Shabbos is different. An example would be mezuzah. It's not time bound. And if a few women share an apartment together, they've got a chiyuv to run mezuzah. It's not time bound. Stalker is another one. But that's mitzvah sase she'ein hazman groma, not time bound. Mitzvah sase she'hazman groma, there are not that many of them. Sukkah, Shofar, Lulav, that they're potter from. So says Tosfos, were it not for the reason of Af Hein Hoy Boisanes, women would not have to drink Dalet Kosas. Af Agav the Arba Kosas Drabonim, Kein Deraisa Tikkun, they made it like Deraisa, and therefore, really they're exempt, but because Af Hein Hoy Boisanes, the question is, well, what about us? What about nowadays? They were also in the Midbar. If the whole reason we're celebrating Sukkot is Zeichel Anonim, and they covered Anon Mamish, they were part of it as well. So just like Chazal were Misakin, Dalet Kaisus, for women, Afhein Hoy Boisanes, why aren't they Misakin the Mitzvah Sukkot? At least Midrabbanon. And it continues, and then Tosfos carries on there, the next Tosfos, Hoy Boisanes. What's Pshat She Afhein Hoy Boisanes? So the Rashbam says, Sha'al Yodom Nigalu. They were the catalyst, they were the heroines. Like the Gemara says in Megillah, Alidei Esther, it was Esther who saved the day. V'chanuk, it was Yehudis. Sash afein hoy boisanes. The Rashbam explains it means they were the ones who saved the day. The miracles happened through them, and therefore Mitzrayim as well. Bischus noshim sitkonis nigolim Mitzrayim. Says Taisus, I don't like that. V'kasha da af mashma she'einon ikka af hein hoy boisanes. They were also. So if the reason is that they were the cause of the whole miracle, that's not really mashna from the lashon of afhein hoy boisanes. So Tosfos, you know, he disagrees with the Rashbam's pshat over there. But then he brings Yerushalmi afhein boisa sofik mashma boisa sakona. They were in the same sakona, whether it was Megillah, whether it was Chanukah, whatever it was. V'hashman lagvul abed. Okay. But v'af v'hodom rinun de baturas misuka af agav de afhein hoy boisanes ki besuka seshafti. So the Tosfos there deals with our problem. What about sukkahs? Yeah, then why do you say afhein hoy? Hosam ba asei deraisa. So Tosfos says over there, no, because sukkah is an asei deraisa. Tonight when we sit in the sukkah, it's a mitzvah asei min haTorah. Avol ba'ar b'kaisus drabonon, tiknu gam nanoshin kim shoy b'sanes. The mitzvah of dalet kaisus, that's drabonon, therefore they were misakin it. But the question remains, why were they...
It's a lesser chiyuv, and they're...
Yeah.
And the other one's deraisa, they didn't right. Say that.
Exactly, so it's strange. So why weren't they misakin for women to sit in the sukkah? At least we drabonon. That's our fourth question. Now the fifth question
is what's the nes in a sukkah so
shabbi? Because if they are covered, yeah, and if whatever the nes was that we were exposed. Look, I remember when this is some years ago. My wife and I went to Strop, and we did a trip. We took the kids out. We did jeeping in Midbar Yehuda. I mean, you can do that. It's very geschmack, and it's 20 minutes out of Yerushalayim. Right, 20 minutes out of Yerushalayim, and you go out, and we were there. One of my favorite sukkah posters is a big poster with a massive expanse of desert, and you see a couple of camels in the corner, which gives a bit of perspective how big it is. Right, and the poster, and it just says at the bottom, you know, Lech Tech Achara Bamidba Beres Lo Zorua, yeah, the beautiful pasuk that you followed us, you showed us the munah that you came out of the midbar. We were there jeeping. We had lunch already. I think it was in the afternoon. We were going to have supper later. But you still bring your pekalach and your nash and your bottles of water, and you had our mobile phones. But yeah, but if you didn't have any of those things and you're in the middle of a desert, it's pretty scary. So they were there and they're exposed to the elements. They're exposed to the heat and to no water and to no food and to snakes and to scorpions. Men and women were equally exposed to that. So afhe no boisne supplies, or even, you know, the Anonim did the same. If it was the miracle of Anonim that helped the women as well, so why don't they? Why aren't they fired? Another question. This is a very, very interesting question. The Ramah says in Tof Reish Chofhei, Mitzvah lesakein hasuka miyad la'acha Yom Kippur. There is a mitzvah we know, straight up to Yom Kippur, to get involved and to start building your sukkah. The mitzvah ba'al yodei al yach mitzena. Right? You know, it takes people different amount of time to build their sukkah. How long does it take me to build a sukkah? 10 seconds.
Somebody else does it for you.
John, are you available Sunday? Yeah. 10 seconds. So, if I can get through. So, let's see. We've got an indoor sukkah. So, what I do after Havdalah on Motzi and Kippur, I did it this year, Baruch Hashem, we've got an indoor sukkah, so I just take the thing, we open up the slats and that, I do something. Okay, after Yom Kippur, everyone's very exhausted and tired. You do something, right?
Indoor sukkah.
Indoor, yeah. But mitzvah lesakin ha-sukkah miyad achi Yom Kippur. The Ramah says you've got a mitzvah to build a sukkah straight after Yom Kippur. But yet, there's a debate, a discussion, when should you buy your arba minim? So there's a tzad to say, that I think the Mishnah Berurah brings this, but I couldn't actually quite find it, but they say that you should dafka b'gai buy your arba minim before. Why? Before Yom Kippur, because you're trying to pile on things into your scales, you get more mitzvahs before Yom Kippur. So hang on a second. Arba minim before Yom Kippur, sukkah after Yom Kippur? If you're trying to pile on the mitzvahs, why do you build your sukkah before Yom Kippur? And if the whole thing is, you know, aliyach mitzvahs, you should go from Yom Kippur onto that, so then do both afterwards. Why is it dafka, the Yom Kippur, that we do the arba minim before Yom Kippur and the sukkah after? It's an interesting question. Interesting, yeah.
Kash is even stronger, but yeah. There's a tzad to say that building a sukkah is a mitzvah. Yeah. Buying arba minim is not a mitzvah.
Because you could say shechianu, yeah. Okay, so far on both sides, we've got 6 questions. Shrikhaza, without looking at the sheet? Okay, the first question was what? The kasha of the Torah.
Yeah.
Right, the Kasha Torah, why are we celebrating Sukkot? Sukkot time, we should be celebrating Pesach time, having stayed the night in the Sukkah. Question number 2, there are 3 mitzvahs, Be'er, Mon, and Anonim. Why do we only have a Yontif to commemorating the Anonim and not the Be'er and the Mon? Question number 3, why is rain on Sukkot a Simun Ra, on the Strachman of Patri? Question number 4, why is Sukkot Man Simchoseinu more than Pesach than Shavuos? Question number 5, why aren't women obligated to sit in the sukkah? L'chayra af hein hoi boisanei, so they were in the same sakana, or whatever the reasons are. Number 6, why is there this concept to buy the arba minim before Yom Kippur, but the sukkah dafka afterwards? And question number 7, a very interesting question. There's a gemara at the end of sukkah daf nun gimel amda, if you look at the bottom box, v'yesh mehen omrim. And by the way, those who are listening online, if they want to get a copy, just email me, j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. V'yesh mehen omrim. Listen to this. The Gemara says, it's describing the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and the Gemara says, there was a special song composed for Baalei Tshuva. Yesh mehen omrim, ashrei zikrono seinu shekot poros yaldusenu. Happy us that our older age have been mechaper for the misdemeanors of our youth. Elu Baalei Tshuva, that's a reference to Baalei Tshuva. Elu ve'elu emrim, asher mishalechotu, mishalechotu, yoshev, yimcholei. Why are we composing a special niggun, a special tune, for Baalei Tshuva? What's that about? Question number 8, let's get through the last 3 questions quickly. Why, this is a very interesting question, each one, there's lots more to say each one, but I'll just be very quick. Pesach Sukkah Shavuos gets referenced 5 times in the Torah. And interestingly, the mitzvah of Sukkah is only mentioned in 1 of those 5. And the other 4, it talks about Arba Minim, but it doesn't mention Sukkah. Only in Parshas Emor does it mention the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, but not in Mishpatim, Kisisa, Pinchas, and Re'ei. Why? In the others, when it comes to Pesach and Shavuos, every time, all 5 out of 5, every time it mentions Pesach, it mentions the Ikka mitzvah of the day, Matzah. Every time it mentions Shavuos, it mentions clearly cheesecake. I mean, Bikurim, right? It mentions Bikurim. So why is it 5 out of 5 Pesach Shavuos it mentions matzah, it mentions Bikurim, but yeah, when it comes to sukkah, it mentions the arba, it doesn't mention the mitzvah of sukkah. That's question number 8. Question number 9, famous machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva, What is the purpose of Sukkos Kippur? Sukkos Hishavtis Bnei Yisrael, says Rabbi Eliezer, Anmei Kavod Hoyu, they were the clouds of glory to protect us. And Rabbi Kiva says, Sukkos Mamish Osulaim, it's talking about the actual huts that they sat in. What's the Hezber of this Machlikas?
Mentioned five times. It doesn't mention Sukkah, it doesn't mention Mitzvah of Sukkah.
It doesn't mention Sukkah, it only mentions Avraham Avinu. And question number 10. Sorry. Okay, thank you. Typo, well spotted. And question number 10, very interesting. When it comes to the carbon, the carbonus for Musaf on Sukkos, there are 14 of them. It says, Kvasim b'nei shana arba'os otmim yu. 14. Why? The other Musafim on the other Yom Tovim, there are 7. Why do we have to have 14? Okay, so we've got 10 questions. 10 questions. Will Chaz, especially for Dudi. 10 questions, yeah? Question number one, why dafka we celebrate Sukkos, Pasha of the Torah? Why do we celebrate Sukkos? Sukkos time, it should be Pesach time. Number two, why do we commemorate the dafka, the Anonim, not the Be'er and the Mon? Question number three, why is Sukkos a Simon Ra? A Simon Ra on Sukkos. Number four, why is Sukkos Mansim Choseinu and Pesach and Shavuos? We give them different names. Number five, why aren't women obligated in the midst of Sukkah? The Chazal Masakin Af Hein Hoi Ba'isanez. They were also there as well, same Sakona, whatever the Hezber is. Number six, why is there a mitzvah to buy Dalam Minim before Yom Kippur and Dafka to build the Sukkah afterwards? And number seven, why the special song for Bali Tshuva, what's all that about? Number eight, Sukkah is only mentioned 1 out of 5 times and Avraham Minim the other times, but the other mitzvahs of Pesach and Shavuos are central, they're mentioned 5 out of 5 times that the Torah discusses it. What is number nine? What is the Machlekes of Elezer Bekiva, the famous Machlekes, and Nikovet and Mamish? And number 10, why Dafka Sukkos has 14 Musaf offerings, carbon Musaf? Here we go. We're getting our bowling ball ready, and we're going to just one strike and knock down 10 pins. There is a famous Vart of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, and this is in his Bi'ur HaGra, this is a commentary of the Gaon on Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Daled. Look at this. Ubazem Haturetz, it's the penultimate box on the sheet. Ubazem Haturetz, Mashe Hikshu Lama Anachnu Oisim Sukkos B'Tishri. We can answer why Sukkos was in Tishri, says the Gaon. Kimishu Neged Hekev An Nikovet Hayroi Lassus B'Nissan. It should have been, this is the Kasha of the Torah, it should have been in Nissan. Because that's when it began happening. That's when the unnecovered kicked in. That's when it happened, when we came out of Mitzrayim. Avonira, it appears, the Fisher Kishu Esau Egel, here we go. When Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, within a matter of weeks, they were dancing around the Egel Azov, a small element of Klal Yisrael, Nistalku HaAnonim, and as a punishment, the unnecovered disappeared. Va'oz Lechozru Ashet Hischilu La'asos HaMishkan. The Anekova did not reappear until they began building the Mishkan. Now, when did that happen? Take a look. Moshe Yarad B'Yom HaKippurim. This is the chronology. Shivas V'Tam is when they broke the Luchos, when they danced around the Egel HaZahav. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, Yud Ches, he went up 40 days to beg for our survival. Then there was another lot of 40 days, which was Bekas, which was from Rosh Chodesh Elul, the first 40 days was from Matan Torah until Shivas V'Tamuz. That's the first lot of 40 days. The next lot was the middle days, was Bekas, was from Yud Ches Tamuz until Rosh Chodesh Elul. And the third set of 40 days was from Rosh Chodesh Elul to get the Lucha Shnias until Yom Kippur. So Moshe Yorab Yom HaKippurim, and he said, V'Solachti, right? U'machros Yom HaKippurim, V'yakam Moshe's Bnei Yisrael. On the 11th of Tishri, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the Klal Yisrael. He came down the next day. V'tziva Melechus HaMishkan, Zeho Yibayudal of Tishri. He commanded, we're going to build a Mishkan. That was on the 11th of Tishri. V'chsiv Ha'om Heviyu Oydadova Ba'boike Ba'boike. It says Boike twice. Oydshne Yomim. Hari, therefore, the collection took place on the 12th and the 13th. And it'll be Yudal Tishri, not Kol Chacham Lev, and Moshe Hazov Min HaMishkan. On the 14th, they began counting all the gold and silver that had been donated. And they began building. Va'oz chazru anekavod. The anekavod came back on the 15th of Tishri. So what the chronology of events were? That Moshe Rabbeinu said Salachti on Yom Kippur. He came down the next day and said, "We're going to build the base of Mikdash." He said Mishkan. The collection was Baboike, day 12 and 13 of Tishri. Day 14 is when they started counting and right, we're good. And day 15 they started building. On day 15th of Tishri, first day of Sukkot, the Anne covered returns. Here comes the crux. Says the Gaon, the simcha, the real simcha of Sukkot is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us for the sin of the Egel HaZohav, and he said, now I'm going to return to you, we've got a relationship again, and that, he accepted our tshuva, that is the real simcha of Sukkot. Now, with that, you'll see, all of a sudden, 10 questions fall away. Take a look, take a look. First question was, why do we celebrate Sukkot? The answer is, because we're not celebrating the stump that Amnoni covered, we're celebrating the fact that Amnoni covered returned. That's on Sukkot. Why don't we commemorate the Mon and the Be'er? Teretz is because we're not stump commemorating the Anonim. We're celebrating the return of the Anonim, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekabel HaTshuva. Question number three, why is Rein on Sukkot a Simen Ra? Teretz is because it's a sin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to accept HaTshuva. That's bad news. Like the Tiferes Yisrael says over there, explaining the Mishnah, that the Odin takes the water and he throws it back. HaKadosh Baruch says, I don't want your tshuva. I'll make it rain. Don't sit in my tshuva. That sitting in the sukkah is a simon that HaKadosh Baruch has been makabel the tshuva. Question number four, why is sukkah man simchaseinu? The others, yeah, you're right. Pesach and Shavuos is, of course, simcha. There's simchas yontav on both. The simcha on sukkah is a double simcha, the simcha of yontav, plus the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch has been makabel the tshuva. Question number five, why, you tell me this one, why aren't women obligated in mitzvah sukkah? You must have gone to Hasmonean. Yeah, the answer is, because women were potter from, because they weren't involved in the Egel, so therefore they don't need it. They don't need the whole simcha of return, etc.
Did they bring
the
gold and silver?
No. They took it, snatched it from them. So women were, they weren't caught up in the Egel Azov, so therefore they didn't, the whole simcha of sukkah sort of passes them by, because the return of the Anei Kovet is only for us guys who messed up with the Egel Azov, but that was, the women weren't involved in that. They don't need it, the sukkah. Listen to this. Why, what about the mitzvah Dala Min before Yom Kippur and sukkahs afterwards? The answer is this. Of course, try and get it before Yom Kippur. We try and pile up mitzvahs before Yom Kippur, put it on the scales. Why not sukkahs before? The Teretz is because it's only Shaiach sukkah after Yom Kippur. Sukkahs is only after we've had the tshuva. We've done the tshuva. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel HaTshuva. It's not Shaiach beforehand. Sukkahs only is only relevant because it's talking about we've done our tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel HaTshuva. Why the special song for the tshuva? Because that's what it's all about. Right? Then number eight, why is mention of sukkah only in 1 of 5? There's a lot more to say on this. But basically, there are two cycles, right? You know, if you and I were organizing the Jewish calendar, we wouldn't put sukkahs now. I mean, you know, we need a little bit of a break after Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, have a few weeks. Mar Cheshvan is open season. We've got the whole Mar Cheshvan. Well, you know, it's like London buses. Nothing comes for an hour, and then three come together, right? So Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, sukkahs, you got one in such a short time. Teretz is because sukkahs is the culmination of two cycles. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, the Shalosh Regalim, and also it's a culmination of the Yom Nirom cycle. So therefore, Sukkot has a duality, has a double role. Number one, it's to do with the Pesach, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, the Shalosh Regalim. That is the Arba Minim, etc. And it also is the culmination of the Yom Nirom cycle, and that is the Mitzvah of Sukkot. So of the five, it's got two aspects. So sometimes it's referring to the Shalosh Regalim aspect, sometimes it's referring to the Yom Nirom aspect. How do we understand the machlik? Because now we can understand it. Because both of those represent, one is talking about the Shalosh Regalim aspect, and one is talking about the Anei Kovet aspect. The Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. When Rabbi Kiva says, Sukkos Mamish, that's referring to the Anonim in the Midbar. That was how we sat, and that's the Shalosh Regalim, very nice. But the Anei Kovet, which Rabbi Eliezer is referring to, that's the second aspect. There's different aspects of Sukkos. And lastly, why are there 14 offerings? Because there's two aspects to Sukkos. It's part of the Shalosh Regalim cycle. It's also part of the Yom Nirom cycle. So therefore you need 14. It's double thing. And by the way, just to add some icing on the cake, when we say Atzer B'chartonu, yeah, the beautiful paragraph we say many times, says the Gaon, the bottom box, Atzer B'chartonu ze Pesach. You chose us. Shenivcha Am Yisrael goy mikerev goy. Ohav ta'oisonu ze Shavuos. You loved us. Shemachmas, I think there's a typo. Mosalonu es ha'taroso v'chol sonus ha'briya. You chose us and you gave us all the secrets of creation. That's Matan Torah. Ohav ta'oisonu. V'rotziso bonu. Ritzeino, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh Sukkos. Shenisratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lon nani deyem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rotsi Sobonu means you accepted our tshuva. That's what it means. That's what we're saying in Atzer B'chartonu. So therefore you see an amazing thing. So with one mahalach, with one idea, the Gaon's idea of Sukkot, that it's a celebration of the fact that the Anonim came back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekabel HaTshuva. With that, you see, you can answer lots and lots of questions when it comes to Sukkot. And Hashem, we should be Zocha to have a Gevaldig Yontov with Simchas Yontov, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekabel HaTshuva.